Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, heads up. You should probably know that tomorrow is April 1st, which means
why are you doing this? You're ruining it.
April Fool's
You're ruining
Day. Now,
it.
I think it should be canceled this year.
Thanks, everyone. Just so you know, I'm a fun sucker.
And it's not. No. I've got one airtight reason as to why April Fool's should not be a thing. It's Team PXY.
Airtight. Sure.
98 PXY. It's Corey James here in Canandaigua in my office. That's Breezy. She's. I see her on FaceTime waving. Hi, yes, wearing her muumuu and apparently pantsless in pantsless on Park Ave. There you go.
It's like, that should be the name of my podcast.
Definitely be.
Now that I have a microphone at home, I can start a pantsless on Park Ave podcast.
There you go. So I read yesterday that even Google isn't celebrating April Fool's Day this year. An internal email leaked out to the public that said, this year, we're going to take the year off from the tradition out of respect for all those fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. The message adds, our highest goal right now is to be helpful, so let's save the jokes for next April, which will undoubtedly be a whole lot brighter.
Next
so even Google's
April?
Not doing this.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Breezy, let me just give my reason why, okay? And I will preface this by saying that I'm not the biggest fan of April Fools, because here's the thing.
Yeah, because people always probably get you every year.
No, not even because of that. Kind of gullible, yeah. But not even because of that. I'm not a fan because there's very few people that do April Fools well. Like, either the joke is just stupid, or...
Yeah.
Right.
I will agree. It's a craft. It's a craft. It really
is. Yeah. But there's so few people who are good at wielding said craft because the jokes are either just stupid or even worse, they're just mean. And here's what I fear. Here's what I fear right now. If April Fool's goes on as normal tomorrow, that there's going to be people out there. You know what their April Fool's joke's going to be? Their hilarious April Fool's joke? Oh, I think I've got COVID. That's going to be their joke. There's going to be people out there who are going to take April Fool's and try and convince their family that they have COVID-19 and it's not funny and it's not cool and it's not okay.
You know, I agree.
Right?
I knew you were going to say that because every year there's that one guy. That one guy, that one girl who ruins it for everyone.
Sure, the one who fakes being pregnant, the one who pretends to be dying of something.
Yeah, their jokes aren't funny. I think that April Fool's Day is supposed to be a very like lighthearted thing, and people just are so extra about it. They will go to the extreme. They will take all these scenarios that are like life-altering scenarios, pregnancies, death.
Yeah.
In light of today's...
How many people have you heard, Breeze, that have been broken up with as a prank on April Fool's? It's happened. People do it.
Yeah, and I don't think that April Fool's in any way, I mean, in the meaning of the holiday itself, it was never meant to be. That's a talk for a different time.
It's not a holiday.
It's a holiday.
Do you get people April? Do you get April Fool's Day cards? Do you get April Fool's Day cards?
You don't have to get a card for every holiday, Corey. I don't get you a St. Patrick's Day card.
They're available.
And I'm not getting you a St. Patrick's Day card.
Wasn't asking for one. I'm just saying they're available.
Never will. Moving forward. This is supposed to be a lighthearted holiday, okay? And a nice thing. And for people to sit there and turn it into something malicious is just losing sight of the holiday as a whole.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah,
your airtight excuse, I get it. But at the same time, there's idiots like this every year. So I don't know why this year's different. Don't be an idiot. Do a fun prank and move on with your
life. This year's different, Breeze, because everything is different. We're all a little more stressed than normal. And I don't know if, especially the fact that a lot of people are like locked up in their homes with their families, essentially. I don't know if walking on tiptoes in the back of your mind around every corner that there could be someone jumping out to scare you, it is going to increase the paranoia level that we're already all feeling. I feel like that's maybe just bad timing. It's just bad timing.
But this is already happening. Like, people are already playing massive pranks on each other. I put a thing up on our Instagram on Saturday, and I had a ton of responses of funny things that I reshared on our Instagram page of, you know, people locked up in their house with their parents playing pranks on their kids. It's fun. It's keeping it lighthearted.
It can
be. We are all a little on edge right now.
Yeah.
And I think that these jokes and these pranks are exactly what we need for the release.
But
I'm not saying be an ass and say I'm dying pregnant and I have COVID-19.
Yeah, Breeze,
that's
not
what we're doing.
You've got to understand though that those
there's guidelines.
If April Fool's goes on as normal, that's what you get. That's what you're going to get. Sure, there's going to be people out there that can do it right and the jokes are funny or they're just cute or whatever. Yeah, that's all well and good, but you get the good with the bad. And at this point, I'm more like the mindset of let's just cut bait and not have to worry about this.
Don't be a quitter. Don't be a quitter.
Yeah, we don't need
it. Don't be a quitter.
We don't need it right now. What are some of our listeners saying?
So I had a bunch of responses and someone said, this was my favorite one, April Fool's Day, LOL, this whole year has been a joke. So they okay. think we should video it for that reason.
Okay.
Our girl, Sassy Girl 19, says, no, it'll make things more lighthearted, which is around the realm of what I was saying.
Sassy Girl 19's never been broken up with as a joke before. It's pretty obvious.
Sassy Girl 19 loves to keep it lighthearted and fun. I literally love that for her. Another one, yes, because what's the point anyways? To those people that are like, fair. What's the point anyways? What's the point of anything anyways? What's the point of any holiday? Corey, it is
unless
a holiday.
It's in a holiday.
And holiday. This last one, my favorite one, from our buddy Joel.
It's gonna be here. I was
getting Corey a life-size cardboard cutout of his favorite singer, Nick Lachey. Guess I have to send that back.
Oh, good. Well, I can save the burn spot on my lawn from tearing that thing down.
If you want
to jump in, by the way, Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. We'll keep an eye on those texts. Should April Fool's pranks be canceled? Please, if you're going to do it, can I just beg of you? Can I just please beg of you? Just one second. Just come here. It's between you and I. Don't pretend to have the coronavirus. It's not funny. It's not funny.
You're not funny. Everyone thinks they're a stand-up comedian come April 1st. And I mean, I respect the confidence, but like, don't be an idiot.
Yes. Yeah. If we can just all not be idiots tomorrow and then the next day and then the next day, that would be awesome.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.